This trek across Iceland has been a really incredible expedition, but the view I've got now is, I think, the best of the lot so far. It's like it's straight out a Lord of the Rings movie. There's a small volcano cone stretched far below me, right across a bright green plain, and the plain is slashed through this mesh of silver streams. But these streams, this is our river. These are the little beginnings of our river that hopefully soon are going to get big enough for us to get in the pack rafts and paddle down it. So I say hopefully because my pack is absolutely killing me and we're pretty knackered and very hungry. So the sooner we can get in the boats, the better. But it's just an amazing view. I can see that there's a lake shining down below me, and far beyond that lake over there to the south is the famous Eyjafjallajökull volcano. I'm very proud that I can say it now. It's a steaming away merrily. It doesn't look too vicious right now, and this is just an incredible trek. We detoured off our original wilderness route to join what's called the Laugavegur. It's Iceland's most famous long distance hike, and I just don't know why it's not more famous. I don't know why it's not as famous as the Inca Trail. It's absolutely spectacular. It's about a 4-day trek, and we came to see what it's all about. Started out pretty well. Well, I think any trek that begins with wallowing under a midnight sun in a steaming hot spring with flowers all around you and stark multicolored mountains rising above, it's got to be a pretty impressive. So we've had lava field, these rainbow mountains, hot sulfur pools, sheets of ice, a really dark black volcanic wasteland that was hell at the time, but quite good to look back on. And apparently tomorrow when we finish this bit it's going to be green woodland, which is pretty hard to imagine seeing as I haven't really seen a tree in all of Iceland. Yeah, it seems a long time ago now. We set off through this lava field. You could see where it spilled slowly down the flanks of a mountain and out onto the river plain, then up through some stinking sulfur gushing steam gushing out of the earth, a sort of volcanic vent, which thanks Chris. Yeah, thanks Chris for making me walk through that quite so many times to try and get the perfect picture. And then we found a hole in the rocks. It was filled with water. It was like a cauldron, boiling water spurting out. Found it. It was quite addictively entertaining to watch, especially as this gushing, boiling cauldron was the start of our river, the beginning of the river. We're going to paddle all the way to the sea, and it's brilliant to be at the source of a river and follow it right the way down to the sea. It really is an absolutely epic, fantastic part of the journey.